650, 1320 WILS. So I want to talk about the Michigan Department of Education now coming out and backing away from this effort to assign schools an A through F grading system. They say, their spokesman says, it's based on public feedback and that it's too simplistic. Let's ask Dan Quisenberry what he thinks, president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. Dan, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
What do you make of their assertion that, hey, we got public feedback, and so we're pulling this idea of an A through F proposal for schools?
Well, very confusing. Number one, they've been promoting that public feedback will run through the end of this week or Thursday, and it's a significant switch for the department to take. They've been promoting an A through F and have said publicly they will continue to do that until the legislature decides to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that some of the teachers' unions and some of the folks on the state school board, they say it's too simplistic. They want to do a dashboard system instead. What do you think of that idea?
That's accountability is to have something that's very clear and concise and meaningful to people. So that goes in the opposite direction of accountability.
Mm-hmm. What do you think happened within the department then?
You know, that's a great question. The early reports are kind of confusing. Certainly some objections from some state board members and some pressure from different groups. But we need to keep, Michael, we need to keep students in the forefront here. We're spending a lot of money in Michigan, and we're not getting the results we deserve, that kids deserve. And an A through F system has proven across the country to help improve results and outcomes.
Yeah. I mean, is it fair to take an entire school and just say, hey, you're an F?
Hey, well, we do grade students, and obviously, Michael, there's a lot more to a school than a grade or even a set of grades. But what it does is help us focus on the core. Are the kids being able to read and understand what's happening? Are they being taught math? Are they graduating? Then you can dig deeper. Parents, educators in the buildings, they'll understand that. This just gives a basic flag so we have an idea what's going on.
Okay. So, wait, do you think somebody in the department, do you think the superintendent, the state superintendent didn't like the plan? Who do you think essentially said, hey, we're walking away from this?
Yeah, it's not clear. Brian Whiston's been very supportive of it publicly since he came to be superintendent. So someplace there's some pressure someplace, but it's time for people to speak up. They said they're reacting to public comment. They weren't giving people the full time until the end of the day Thursday to do that. Mm-hmm. I think we need to speak up and
Do you believe them? Do you think people in the public said we don't like the A through F system?
I doubt parents or the residents of Michigan have been providing that kind of feedback. It's probably pressure groups who don't like being held accountable.
Okay. What would we find if we did that? How many Fs do you think are out there right now?
Well, the state has already run some of the data, and they projected that 14% of the schools would be rated as an F, but three-quarters of our schools would be C or above. And frankly, Michael, when you compare us around the country, some of that isn't even holding up. So we need something that's clear and really describes what schools are doing so we can improve our outcomes.
Okay. Now, this dashboard plan they're going to pursue instead, what's that going to do in your view?
Hard to tell. It's confusing at best. There's an old saying that ambiguity is the friend of people who don't want to be held accountable. So I'm sure it'd be confusing. It'd be hard to replicate. And as a result, you don't know what to do with it. And I think we deserve to give the educators in our schools a lot more respect than that. They know what A through F means. And if they can produce it, they'll actually raise their scores. That's what other states have demonstrated for us.
Well, what happens when a school gets called an F? What do you think would happen to all the students in that school then?
Well, nobody's going to like that, but guess what? The folks probably already know they're not performing well, number one. And number two, what you see around the country is that the community comes around the school, people rally, there's investment made, effort made to raise their scores, and in pretty quick order, schools are starting to improve their outcomes.
Okay. The other story, we've got a few minutes here. The other story is the how the state superintendent, Whiston, wants to deal with the failing schools, I think 38 or so of them. In Michigan, instead of closing them, he now wants to pursue a plan to find a way to improve them. What do you make of that?
There's certainly controversy around what we do with schools, and there's not been a clear plan. But I think what the superintendent is talking about is trying to intervene before you would get to some final decision, you know, kind of really where you have to be closing a school. Yeah. We've not had a plan like that in Michigan, but by eliminating an A through F system, it's going to be pretty unclear who you're going to identify. And that won't be fair. If schools are not knowing and understanding how they're being rated, and all of a sudden the department comes knocking on your door and saying, oh, by the way, we're going to intervene because you got a problem, that's going to be a frustrating experience as well.
State Board Co-President Cassandra Ulbrich, she said that we're creating a system where we have high-stakes testing. She says, the quote, the testing, it gets perverted in the fact that we're no longer using it for what it's meant to, which is to help instruction. Instead, we're creating labels for schools, for kids, and for teachers. Would that not become a problem for us?
Well, she's confusing the idea that there won't be testing. There's always going to be evaluation and assessment for kids, and we're doing that now with children. I mean, I know what my grade point average was in school, Michael. I bet you do. We weren't ruined. We were motivated, and we knew where we were at.
Yeah, but in a sense, she says these schools would now be structured where they're under so much pressure to get a good school grade that they're not really focusing on teaching. They just want to get that good grade for their school. Would that cause
there's pressure now, and yet they don't know how they're performing. We tend to mislead them. We tell them there's a color and then a forced ranking, and maybe they're a focus or reward. It means nothing to them, and yet they're still under pressure to improve. So we need to give them good feedback to say, hey, here's what this actually means. And people can rally around that and improve or be really celebrate when they've achieved something that's meaningful.
Okay. So who is it that needs to step in at this point and move things forward?
I'm going to guess the legislature will, and this shows the governor's recommendations last week certainly pointed out that we've got some governance problems in Michigan. You know, we got a state board that's not accountable to the legislature or the public per se. Got a superintendent that's stuck in between the legislature and the state board of education. We got a confusing governance model here in Michigan. I think the legislature will probably come in, and they're already discussing these issues, and they'll make some decisions about what we do to go forward.
Why hasn't the legislature been more forceful and just laying down what should be done here?
It's not necessarily up to them. That's something that I know the state superintendent's been leading a great discussion about. But this looks like it's starting to fall apart. So I'm sure the legislature will step in and make sure we're holding schools accountable and we can put a comprehensive system in place.
Yeah. Are you hopeful for our public education system here?
We have to be, Michael. It's really important time. Michigan is not performing well. The other factor that came out of the governor's report last week, if you didn't notice, and some people may not have, if you take poverty out of the equation and just compare the schools we think are better schools in Michigan, our scores actually drop. So it's all of our schools. Everyone with a child in a public education system in Michigan ought to be concerned about this.
Because I think the commission there also suggested free community college, right, for students. What would you make of that?
There's a lot of things in those recommendations that are going to have to be sorted out, but it's certainly pointed towards a healthy accountability system.
It's Dan Quisenberry, president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies, right here on 1320 WILS. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
And that wraps it up for us on this Monday. We're just getting things started. A lot more this week, including tomorrow. We'll have the author of Blitzed. He's a German guy. Wrote about exactly how the Nazi machine was fueled by amphetamines and drugs. That should be interesting. Hey, we're back tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye-bye.